time. We thank you, Lord, that we can praise you with our hearts and our voices. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your love.
Amen.
You are so worthy of our praise. You deserve all the praise. And we bow down before you at the throne. Thank you, Lord, that we can come to you.
Each one, we had gone our own way. Still you sought us, you found us, you took us to yourself, and you cleansed us, forgave us, and healed us. Even today, your work in us continues. You are healing us, you are cleansing us, and saving us. So we come with humble hearts, so you may finish your work in us. We open our hearts, O Lord. Come and finish your work. Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 worthy unto the Father.
Amen.
Follow him whithersoever he goeth. Follow me this day, my children.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, praise your name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You know, the Lord is wanting us to follow where He leads. He will lead us in green pastures and beside the still waters. He will lead us in paths of righteousness. Let us sing that song, "Where He Leads Me, I Will Follow." I can hear my Savior calling, page 171. I can hear my Savior calling, "Take thy cross and follow me." You may be seated. It's in the key. Could we put it in D, maybe? Key of D. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear. Jesus was in the garden. It was a hard time for him because he knew that the cross lay before him. And he said, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." He sweat, as it were, great drops of blood. He was in agony. But he was willing to go all the way. And he went all the way through the judgment. The next verse says, "I'll go with him through the judgment." He went to the cross. He went all the way. He was despised and rejected of men. He was smitten. The nails went through his hands and his feet. A crown of thorns on his head. ridicule, blasphemy. But he went through it all. We never know what... We know one thing, that God wants the flesh to die. He wants the old man to die, but he wants to live anew in you and I. Praise the Lord. And the life that he gives is far greater than the judgment he causes to go through, because his grace is sufficient for us. He will be with us all the way. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Let's sing that. I'll go with him through the judgment. 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 Last verse says, he will give me grace and glory. You know, Jesus rose from the dead, triumphant over death and hell and the grave. And he says, because I live, you shall live also. Praise God. God has life for you and me. He wants to impart more unto us. But he wants us to be hungry too. He says, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Praise God. You know, the best days lie ahead for us Christians. God may allow us to go through judgment. He may allow us to go through difficult times. But you know, the end is worth it all. Praise God. To partake of him, to partake of his life, to let him live in us and to allow him to rule and reign in this earth. Rule and reign in our lives and rule and reign in the earth. That is what he has in mind. Praise God. And we want to be faithful. Let's sing it. He will give me grace and glory. He will be with us all the way. He will give me grace and glory. He will give me grace and glory. He will give me grace and glory. And go with me all the way. Sing that last verse again. Will give me grace and glory. He will give me grace and glory. He will give me grace and glory. Sing that song, Great is Thy Faithfulness, O God my Father. Page 43, there's no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not, as thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness. God will not leave us alone. He will be with us. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Praise his wonderful name. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Says, pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with how many 10,000 beside. Praise God. God's blessings are innumerable. His love is beyond our comprehension. His grace is greater than our every need. Praise his wonderful name. May he, tonight and in the coming days, somehow put within our hearts that confidence and that faith and that trust that his will be accomplished in each and every one of our hearts and lives, body, soul, and spirit. Praise the Lord. Let's sing this last verse.
Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for thy love, for thy grace. We thank you, Father, for sending your Holy Spirit unto us. Dear Lord, sending that anointing of your presence, for that anointing will destroy the yoke. It will not only break it, it will destroy it. And, oh God, that's our desire tonight and in the coming days as we meet together. But dear Lord, you will be uplifted, that your people will be strengthened, that your faith will be imparted into our hearts, dear Lord. That faith is of a grain of mustard seed that can move the mountains. For, oh Lord, you know there are many mountains in our pathway, but we need you. We need your power. We need your life, that the mountains will disappear. That the, Lord, that there will be a plain path before us. Oh God, that we'll go forth from this place to minister as you would have us, according to your will, dear Lord. Praise your wonderful name. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for gathering us together in this manner. Lord, we just pray that those that may be very weary, that they will get a good rest tonight. Yes. And that we will be able to rise to a new day tomorrow and be refreshed and strengthened. We might be able to come and worship you in spirit and in truth. We might be able to come and hear from your voice, dear Lord, the things that you would have us to hear. Praise your name. Be with those that are still on the road, those that are yet to come. Lord, we look to you. We know, dear Lord, you have much in store, for your storehouse is full.
Yes, amen.
Praise your wonderful name. Praise your name. Praise your name. I wonder if there's any other brethren feel to add something now in closing tonight. Praise the Lord. I don't want to shorten it shorter than it's supposed to be, but it's been a precious time of worship too. And we thank you for your ministry in song and however we minister tonight. Praise be unto the Lord. Do we have some prayer requests? Okay, yeah, come. We have some prayer requests. Praise the Lord.
Maybe there are other prayer requests as well, but the ones that are on my heart are for Wes Reed, who's from... Our kids grew up with him in the church in Prince George. Are you hearing me okay at the back? Okay. And Wes has had a heart murmur since he was born, and the doctors have been watching it annually, but the last checkup showed that he was starting to have some enlarging of his heart. So just this week, he had two new heart valves put in, and now I understand from the latest email that... He's having some problems with the heart being properly managed. It's not beating properly. So if we could pray for him. Also, I heard that one of our traveling deacons in Uganda, Brother Last One Chigweraku, haven't said that for a long time, but Last One has some health problems. Malaria is complicating some existing conditions, and his blood pressure is dangerously high. We could remember him. Then there's the Delarond family from Prince Albert. There's a young man named Jordan Delarond. I believe he lives in Kamloops. And he's been having excruciating stomach pain for some weeks. And they can't seem to find out what it is. And he's not managing food at all. So he's only about 29 years old or something like that. We could remember those. Are there other prayer requests that are on your mind? Gertrude Gear. Okay. Would you be willing to pray for that Who would pray for last one in Uganda? Someone. Thank you, Wendy. And who would pray for Wes Reed? Yeah, thank you, Brother Alex. And who will pray for Jordan, the young man with the abdominal pain? Someone remember Jordan Delaronde, please. Well, I've got both of you. Would you both remember him in prayer? Let's start with Sister Mamie. Would you stand and remember Gertrude Geer in prayer? Lane and Kimberly, would you pray for Jordan, please?
Heavenly Father, we just remember this young man, Lord. Lord, we just pray that you would give the doctors wisdom, Lord. Yes. And we just pray for healing no matter what, Lord.
Yes.
Be it through the doctors or by your divine hand, Lord. We just know that this young man has other responsibilities that he probably needs to get back to, Lord. And we just pray that he would be able to get back to those uninterrupted.
Yes.
In your precious name.
Lord, we just agree with what's been prayed in faith as a body. And I just want to also pray that if Wes could just feel your spirit just now as we pray, and we know that your supernatural power can be in him right now, just let him be able to praise you along with us praising you as well. Amen.
Amen.
To be supernaturally empowering the doctors and nurses and all that work with him, have all the powers that you give bestowed in him, around him, and through him. This is a massive and hard thing to go through. It's hard for the body to accept those stainless steel valves, and he needs your help to allow his body to adjust to this and to have the rhythm be set by you, the master physician. I ask you to be with him and for him, that nothing or no one can separate him from you and your love. Be with him and love him and encourage him and heal him in your most precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just bring Brother last one to you, Lord. In Uganda, Father, we just pray that your mighty hand touch his body, Lord. Father, you are a great physician. You can heal him as no one else can. He's in a country where they don't have the medical capabilities like everywhere else, Lord. We are so blessed. So, Father, we just pray that you just put your hand upon him, Lord.
Yes.
Remove the malaria, Lord.
Yes.
And Father, bring his blood pressure down. Father, that is just so vital that his blood pressure comes normal, that the malaria will go away and it will stop causing all the other difficulties, health problems that he has, Lord. Father, he is a servant of yours. He is going to tribes spreading your word that otherwise would not hear about you, Lord. So Father, we just pray for him now. We just pray for your hand upon him, that you give him strength, courage, and that the people there will see your mighty hand and will just see that miracles, that you do miracles, and that you will save him. Oh, Father, you are a mighty, gracious God. And we thank you, and we pray this now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
If you have another need that's come to mind that you would like the prayer for, just stand where you are and they'll bring the mic and you can pray.
Praise you. Thank you, Lord. Maybe we could sing, Jesus breaks every fetter and he sets me free. Jesus breaks every fetter.
Sitting there. When the meeting started, I was in a bit late because of helping. And that anointing just came down. That anointing was just here. And I sat there going, Lord, that's why we are here. That's why we've come. We are so privileged to be here. Yeah. Amen? Who has not been blessed tonight by the presence of the Lord? Isn't that right? If I had to go home right now, and I'm glad I don't, I would be just so grateful. Because of how precious he is and what he has to give us in the singing tonight and the songs that he's given us. Can you imagine the world knowing this anointing? It just would change everything. But they don't know this. We are so privileged. The food, I thought of that buffet table in front of us tonight. And it's up to us to get up and to go into fellowship to eat. He's not going to feed us. We're not children anymore. We're adults. But it's there for us. Amen?
Amen?
And as you partake in it, just know what he has for us for tomorrow. We sang the song how we were blessed for today. But what's there for tomorrow?
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Amen?
We can enjoy today and get excited for what there is for tomorrow. Because of what he has for us to do for him. Oh, the privilege to serve our God. Wow.
Great.
To be chosen to know this Spirit.
Yes.
I have friends that don't know this Spirit and walk with the Lord. And it's sad because you would want them to know it as we know it. May we never take this for granted. May we never get slothful in our walk. May we become closer to Him. I know that God was overjoyed tonight to hear the praises and the singing and the worship of tonight. Amen. Those that are fathers in this room, when your children respond in that manner, don't you just want to just hug them and love them? Couldn't you feel the arms of the Lord around you tonight? Couldn't you feel the warmth of His presence tonight? Isn't that wonderful? When you go to rest tonight, God give you that rest that you need for tomorrow. If it's 1 hour, the time doesn't matter to Him, because He'll give you what you need. Amen? We sang that whatever we need, He'll provide it. We may not agree because we don't know our needs sometimes, but boy, He sure does. Amen? I'm just overjoyed and I pray. Can you imagine what this week's going to be like?
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Let's get excited. I'm just excited. Sorry. I'm just so blessed. I'm just so grateful to be here. I'm also grateful for something else. My youngest son. Had an angiogram this morning. Because the test had showed a blockage. And so he went in for an angiogram this morning. And I was ready to go home if I had to. But the Lord was so good. There is no blockage.
Amen.
All is working fine. They said they'll send him back to the cardiologist to find out what's going on. But I just pray that God has touched him, because that's what my wife and I asked for.
Amen.
And I'm rejoicing tonight because of that too.
Yes.
Amen? So there is victory. There is healing. We may not see it today because it doesn't always show up today. But it changes us because it gives us work to pray for those in need. Amen?
Amen.
It puts us to work. Hallelujah.